Here we have a between groups design. The question is, what kind of dependent variable do I have? In a chi-square, my dependent variable is categorical. In a within groups ANOVA, in a between groups ANOVA, the dependent variable is quantitative. So both of these have between groups designs with different people in different conditions. What's going on here is, what kind of dependent variable do I have? Is whether or not patients receive therapy related to whether or not they improve? As opposed to, is the mean anxiety different whether or not patients receive therapy? So here, whether or not receive therapy is a between groups IV. They're either in therapy or they're the control. Related to whether or not they improve. The dependent variable, whether or not they improve, is also qualitative. Between groups design with a qualitative DV, chi-square. Is the mean anxiety different whether or not patients receive therapy? Well, with a mean value, you can tell that we're going to be comparing means. And when you're comparing means for a between groups design, it's going to be a between groups ANOVA. Let's take a look at another example of this. When you're trying to decide whether your between groups design should be analyzed using a chi-square or a between groups ANOVA, it all depends on how the word more is used or how the word better is used. So let's take a look. The question was whether different types of computers, PCs or Macs, had different failure rates. Now, failure rate doesn't really tell you anything. There are both qualitative and quantitative variables that allow us to estimate a failure rate. So we don't yet have the information we need to know. The research hypothesis was that PCs would have a higher failure rate. Two different researchers were hired to run experimental evaluations of this hypothesis. Researcher one acquired 50 computers of each type, had research assistants working in shifts, and following a prescribed protocol, keep each machine working continually for 24 hours. That's the between groups design, two different kinds of computers. And count the number of times each machine failed and was rebooted. So each computer has a quantitative dependent variable. How many times that computer failed and was rebooted? So the data for each computer is the type of computer, setting up the between groups design, and the number of failures. Because we have a dependent variable that is quantitative, we know that we're going to use a between groups F. The null is going to be the same mean number of failures for both PCs and Macs. The research hypothesis is PCs will have more failures. The other researcher, testing the same hypothesis, acquired 50 computers of each type, had research assistants working in shifts and following a prescribed protocol, trying to convince you I've got good ongoing equivalence and procedural control. Keep each machine working continually for 24 hours or until it failed. So for this study, the variables that I have or the data that I have is the type of computer and whether or not that computer failed. So I still have a between groups design because different computers are PCs than Macs. And we've got now a qualitative dependent variable. So we're going to use a chi-square. The null hypothesis is that the same number of PCs will have failures as Macs. The research hypothesis is more PCs will have failures. The secret here is looking at how the word more is used. Over here, we're counting how many failures each computer has. So the language is PCs will have more failures. Over here, we're counting the number of PCs that had a failure. So now we're talking about more PCs will have failures. And that's the language that gives you a good indication of whether it's a qualitative or a quantitative variable. More PCs will have more failures. We must be counting the number of failures. More PCs will have failures. We must be noting whether or not they fail. Another example. The purpose of the research was to compare the efficacy of two therapies with the research hypothesis that cognitive behavioral therapy would work better than peer counseling therapy. There you go again. Work better. Not really a phrase that tells you how the variable is operationalized. I can't look at that and know how the variable was collected. I don't know if I'm looking at a qualitative or a quantitative variables. So let's look at the two researchers who ran different projects. 30 patients each received one type of therapy, after which their therapist determined whether or not they showed improvement. Whether or not they showed improvement. Quantitative or qualitative? Qualitative. And if I've got a qualitative variable, it's going to be a chi-square. My null hypothesis is going to be at the number of patients who improve or not. Researcher number two, 30 patients each receive one type of therapy, still a between groups design, after which their score on the Beck Depression Inventory was obtained. Their score was obtained. Pretty good indication of a quantitative variable. So that's going to be a between groups ANOVA, and our hypotheses are going to be about means. The null hypothesis is no mean difference. The research hypothesis is which group will have a higher mean on the Beck Depression Inventory.